While the West Central Conference may be the hardest conference to compete in for girls basketball this season, ACGC has continued to keep on pace with some of the top two teams in the state. Two of the Chargers' losses this season are to ranked teams Des Moines Christian and Panorama, with their other loss of Van Meter by two. Head coach Bradley Bowler is proud of how his team has continued to push through this season. The success of this Chargers team has come through leadership this year. ACGC is led by three seniors, who include Kelsey Carlson, Emerson Van Meter, and Reagan Carney. They may not be the top scorers for ACGC, but they are selfless players on the floor, fighting for the team rather than for themselves on the stat sheet.
A lot of good leadership on our captains. All three of them are seniors, and they want to have a successful season. They know what success looks like, and really have pushed the team to have good practices and to be connected and together. I think that's the huge part. And then just having fun with each other and playing fast, and they know how to play good basketball.
ACGC is led this season by Shea Lemke and Camden Richter, who averaged 15 and 11.3 points per game, respectively. Lemke is one of the quickest players on the floor and has always helped to keep the Chargers held together in tight games this season. Camden is a player that Coach Bowler says, quote, knows the game of basketball. She is always watching film and learning how to get better, end quote. The thing for ACGC is that they need to improve on going down low in the paint. Coach Bowler said, quote, we rely on the three-point shot and we need to look down low to get our post players when the three may not be falling in, end quote. Many teams have gone to more of a three-point offense this season, but they need to have backups when the perimeter isn't helping them in the end. While many teams are preparing for January, the Chargers are looking ahead to February. The main focus for them is just keeping consistent and setting their own tempo on the offensive side. The defense has continued to hold up to this point for ACGC, and the Chargers don't expect that side of their focus to go anywhere. If they continue to spread out scoring on the night and compete in the conference, they will have success in their favor. The Chargers return from the break when they take on Madrid, a team that has struggled in conference play so far this season. If ACGC can stop the Tigers, this will not only give them a boost to start in January, but help to put them back in contention for the top three in the West Central Conference. ACGC takes on Mandarin on January 5th at Mandarin High School at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.